Welcome to the RRJ podcast, where we talk to the student journalists behind the stories on the Ryerson Review of Journalism online magazine. Today we're talking with Dan Kazark. Dan interviewed Jesse Brown, the host of the now-defunct Search Engine on CBC Radio 1, and he's here to be interviewed about that interview. So Dan, tell us about the story behind why you talked to Jesse Brown.
Well, Jesse Brown's sort of an interesting case because he had a show on CBC Radio 1, Search Engine, and after the first season, he was getting a lot of great reviews for it, and CBC said, essentially, we're going to cancel the show. And the logic behind this was that they were canceling it because they liked it so much. Essentially, they thought that the stories that Jesse was talking about were really important and needed to be included in the more mainstream news cycle. So they wanted Jesse to go on shows like News World. But they still wanted Search Engine to be around in some form. So they moved it completely online. And instead of it being a radio show with a team behind Jesse, it's now Jesse and his PJs at home.
So the story of what happened with him kind of highlights something that seems to be happening in journalism. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting time in journalism right now because everything seems to be moving online. Papers are folding. Radio shows are moving online. People want to be able to get their content on demand online. And it's completely shaking up the way that people have to put these things together. It's a completely different experience for Jesse to do a show by himself without a team behind him, simply because he can't rely on the CBC resources he has all the time.
It seems as though now that he's online, though, he has a greater conversation with the audience than he might have had on radio.
Yes. Essentially, to replace the resources he doesn't have anymore, he is essentially using the audience to pitch him stories. He's getting the audience to fact-check his stories. And when something runs on Search Engine, he will have the audience give him feedback, and then he will edit and refine the story for when it goes onto the mainline news shows.
How does audience fact checking work?
Well, it's not quite as formalized as something that we would do in, say, a magazine story. But what it essentially is he posts a blog post about what he's writing about or what he's putting together for the show, and then he just solicits information from people in the field. And inevitably, when there are 200 or 300 people giving input on something, there are going to be people who are more expert at whatever he's talking about than Jesse is himself. So he uses that information to refine his story on Search Engine. And then once it runs on the podcast, he's able to then get the input from the podcast and refine the story even more.
So where do we find the podcast?
The podcast is at cbc.ca/search-engine.
So basically we need to get paid from CBC by plugging their podcast.
Exactly, yes.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Dan.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, listeners. Thank you also to Angela for taping two podcasts in one day. Hope you're having a great day. Bye.